Friends, this morning I take the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, and verse 6. So, Isaiah, chapter 55, and verse 6. Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near. And our subject this morning is simply that the Lord must be sought. If we will know him, we must seek him. Friends, and I will try to explain why this is the case and then come to the most important matter of all, how we seek him. This is very important, my dear friends. The book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, is full of promises, especially from chapter 53. You know, Isaiah chapter 53, everybody knows, speaks about the prophecy about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he would do on the cross of Calvary for needy sinners. And from 53 going, some of the blessings that will come, that will flow from the work that the Lord Jesus Christ will do for sinners, is really taught very powerfully. And some of the pictures are very heartwarming. To read them and to reflect upon them are just heartwarming for those who have come to know the Lord for themselves. And so, There are a number of them, but I'm not coming to the promises. But this central matter, which really brings us into the benefits, the blessings of why the Lord Jesus Christ died. This is what we want to think of this morning. So here, once again in the passage, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. As I said, we must seek the Lord. And the question is why? Why should we not just go about our lives and merely pay just some lip service to religion, to Christianity or something like this? Why is it not just enough to seek to live morally pleasing lives and be just and fair and things like this, and then just go on and then we die and everything is finished? Why not that? Why should we seek the Lord, friends? And I want to give you, that's not the heart of my message this morning, but I have to try to speak about that first. I try to give you about a 3 or 4 reasons. The first, obviously, is that, my dear friends, God put that in us. That we all, by instinct, know that there is a God we want to find out. In fact, the Bible says that we rather overwork ourselves to suppress it. The natural thing is for everybody to feel that there is a God. There is a God I must know.
Now, me say, me ma century verse 9 and ask me and son, I say 9, me and say, Shane and Copan. The first one they say, is San Sen and Copa, dear Shania, Yenina Akumi, who say, Yan Copon be over, as say, Yuno. Uno said, so one auntie say, me to me, Minister Chimoka say, yet two, what person would dare somebody, would challenge you, what kind of son would she? But we would challenge everybody that you would know that if you should just give yourself a moral life and just go to church, you will still realize that something is amiss. You know, you still realize that. Years ago, a man called Martin Luther did the same thing. He became a very strict religious person. And yet he told him so that he would still realize that something was wrong. He didn't know God. And so it is instinctual. It is put in us. God put that in us. So we really have it in our hearts. Now the second reason is the fact, as I just hinted you about, without seeking him, you don't find him.
If you wouldn't seek Him, you won't find Him. If you don't seek Him, you never become a Christian. You never enter into a real communion and contact with Him. You don't just become a Christian by accident, by birth, by some kind of practices. And begin to engage in that practice, and then you are a Christian. Something like this. No, it doesn't work that way. As I say, yeshushenya nkopo isanse, semanshushenwa mimuno, yamwiye se Christofo. A face Christian, so like, what? And you saw Namo, and he said, hey, I feel my Christian, you know, no, catch you, there, be there. So be right. Friends, every important thing in this life is sought after, isn't it? What important thing do you think simply comes? Of course, except those things that God Himself naturally gives to us and we begin to enjoy. But He commands us now to seek Him, as our passage shows. And so without seeking, you don't find Him. So why is she the third thing is this. Now, the reason we should seek the Lord is that, friends, you cannot do without Him. That's a fact. You would try, I'm sure. You would try. You would try to live your life without God. Forget Him. Live as if He's not there. But you can't really run away from Him. David says in Psalm 139, should I run to the farthest part of the sea and find a hiding place under the oceans, even there thy right hand will hold me. You really can't do without Him. Because you see, He is the very destination of life. That's where we all end up, right in His presence. Whether you like it or not, wherever you fled from, you will be there. And, well, I don't know whether it was so with you. I remember when we were boys, sometimes out of disobedience, we'll go out. We lived in a coastal place when we were boys. And then we were warned, never go and bath in the sea alone. You know, boys, and water is attractive. So we started playing football at the beach. So you play. When the ball gets into the sea, you just go and shoot the ball, and then the water sprinkles over you. And then before you realize, you are wet. And then you say, see, this is by accident. So, well, why not actually dip myself into it? And then you fall into the water. One of the things that always fascinates me, and it reminds me of my childhood. Well, you enjoy yourself in the sea. You are happy. You are happy. When the very moment begins to get dark, 5, 6, so you know you must go home, then you are sad. Why? Well, you forgot about every command. You forgot about your parents. And when the darkness began, you remembered home. I must go home. I must go and see my mom. Whatever I do, I must go and face her. And then you go to the back of the house, and you sit there, and you are hungry. I go for your smaller brother or sister, please bring me some cassava to eat. Then, this miserable fellow, you are sitting over there. Well, you try to manage with that little food that your brother brought you. You sit there, and then it's dark. You have to go and sleep. What would you do? I remember we had a large hall there, so many of the children, if you know you can't go into your room to sleep, that's where you slept. So you go and sleep there. Oh, I remember this. But I remember, you know, I did some of them, isn't it? At dawn, or somewhere there, 3 or 4, before you realize you feel a grip on your hand. It's your mother. And now, wherever you fled, here you are. You must face your mother. You have nowhere else to go. My friends, Almighty God is like that. Snob Him. Ignore Him. Behave as if He's not there. Bury your head into business, into learning, into education, whatever. Just forget Him. Go on with your affairs. Go on with all your pursuits. Behave as if you can't. You don't want to even hear about Him. You must face Him still. Life will bring you to face Him. He is the ultimate. He is the judge. He is the Lord. He holds your life. You must face Him. This is why you must seek Him, in order to find Him. My dear friends, now because it says, na ya wo bebi a ho no na ye ben epoka kremti pose ya attractive pa ya na opese okotom kakra nka ke se wiya na bana se ewimo aye shi kakra no a opese okokuli down na ya wa ka chen se en so se okoto sa epunu mti ya ko mfo anu ho na ye bobo ti ya gwa na ye de bo na okotu nsin mu kakra na wa sheda wo de na ya ko bo bo ni kesin nsin ti gu ho kakra kakra sa no ho kra afo efo sa je na nka me ho afo na na afide wa to ho atu nsin mu. The central maker and said, and as you are warning, auntie, say, yeah, you're cotton when you talk about food in the air, yes, sir, and you enjoy air there. Say, yeah, the moon, and you have two balls, and you have a grin, and you know, at the air, son, no, what kind of coffee? Now, if you're aware, therefore, what are the shavy? Na coffee no uso cross over coffee wakot na if you nature of baby what phone you to say but your man if you phone knows but your ram banchine can come in the way. Sense come there. And she shall also one person come home and chain because only the why. And you know what that na baby I tin snare ya baby can see you ya cobor of funo near quota or kakra. What that was say bear say a hand my chihono, but you say bid you will say. Uma mi nwa bechu no wudwane ide nkra ewo woneni yesi nyankopon wontumi enwiane mfri ni nchenda we denia. Friends, don't you see he simply wants to seek him and face up to him now there's mercy, now you can find him and be reconciled to him, now you can really relate to him as a father and a son. Don't wait for that day when you have to relate to him as a judge and a guilty sinner. Oh, dear friend, that would be foolish, don't you see? Dear friend, don't run away. Face up to the fact that there is a God I must deal with. There's a God I must know. The reason why you must seek the Lord is that apart from all your sins, it is an utter disregard for him. It is a snobbery. Friends, think of it. You have sinned. You have rebelled. You have insulted him. And then he has proffers, offers of mercy. And you snob him. I wouldn't seek him. I wouldn't mind him. I would simply go on. So in spite of all that I've done, I'm adding to that snobbery, ignoring God. It's an interest of Shushira, didn't it say? So what was Shushenwa? At the so bunin in tears crown so I can home. The why you're telling me night, no, Ubunin in tears so I can home. The one more to be a cry, eh, say, become my dear friends. And so this is why you must seek him in order to find him, in order to come to him, my dear friend. Have you felt your need of him? Do you realize that perhaps you don't? Perhaps your head is full of all the affairs of life. Perhaps you're saying, well, I understand you, preacher, I understand you, but I really am shelving that matter until I'm done with this and I'm done with that. And when I am, I've really settled down in life and I've really achieved whatever I want to achieve, then I can give attention to God and to religion. Are you saying that? Therefore, let me tell you one stark warning the Bible gives regularly. It may be, and I wish you well, believe me, that maybe you may ignore the matter. And so when you've achieved whatever you wanted to achieve in this world, still be able to go to church and be part of church and things like that. But remember, we are not talking about going to church. We're talking about seeking the Lord and finding him. And you know your biggest problem? It is not insurmountable. The Lord is able to conquer that too, what I'm coming to say. But the danger is real and frightening. It is this. You would have become hardened. And your achievement in life would have made you feel so proud. It would be so difficult to bow the knee to Christ. It would become so hard. You would understand it in your head and appreciate it. But you know, one I will touch on when I come to how to seek the Lord. One of the things that brings you to sincerely finding is when you are brought to a point where you are entirely emptied of yourself and you've lost all self-confidence. Now, you are an achieved person. Somebody who has accomplished so much. Yes, God has done that before. People who have achieved so much, he brought them to see the shallowness of it, the emptiness of them, and they sought him. It's possible. But we have to tell you of the danger. You may get to that point where it will be difficult to bow the heart. Because as time goes on, you'll be hardening. And sin will toughen you up. And you become more clever in sin. You will know how to really mix up pretense with some appearances of nicety. All these things will come along, dear friends. And they can make things very hard for you to really come to the Lord. And so this is why those of you who are young, we urge you, the very best time to seek the Lord is now. Seek him while you're young. Seek him while you can still feel a measure of dependence. Because it helps you to understand clearly how dependent you are upon the Lord before you lose that. Before you lose that capacity and you become such a proud, independent person who would even wish to be independent of God, which is not possible, of course.
That's the time to come. Now, dear friends, look at the passage. And I come to another part which is most vital to us. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And so we see that we must seek him. Now, I want to touch on how then do we seek him? How do we seek the Lord? I think this is an elementary thing everybody should know. If when you were a child, you ever went to Sunday school, this is what a Sunday school should want to teach you at very early stage, because it's the very elementary lessons of life. How do I seek the Lord? And so friends, I want to speak as clearly as I possibly can. I want to just draw from the passage itself, so to make it very simple, because it tells us all the ingredients in seeking the Lord. How we seek the Lord. Now the first thing is, look at the passage. Seek ye the Lord. And that gives us the first thought. Do I want to know the Lord? The passage says, seek him. What does seeking mean? Seeking means something is so important to you, and you are eager and earnest in finding that. You wouldn't call it a seeking if the thing, you can easily ignore that. But if the thing is important to you, and you really want to get it, then you seek it. You search for it. You are turning to places, searching through your bag. You are taking off all your clothes from your suitcase or something like that to look for that thing. It involves eagerness. It involves earnestness. It involves a measure of anxiety. I must get this thing. I must get this thing. I'm supposed to go to an interview tomorrow. And I must get a certificate, which I hid it somewhere in my bag. I don't remember where exactly, but I know it's somewhere in the bag. And it's tomorrow, and here am I. In a midnight today, I must get this, everything ready. And you tip off everything from the bag, and turn everything to try and find that certificate in order to be sure that you can go for that interview. Now, why this is the Lord? This is the Lord, this is not a certificate.
This is the Lord. And you seek Him with the same far greater eagerness. Oh, I know that I don't know Him. I know that I'm far off from Him. I know that I don't live to Him. Now I want to know Him. I want to have relationship with Him. Where is He? Where may I find Him? How may I have contact with Him? These things fill your heart and head. That's the beginning of seeking. That's where it starts. So, person, Mr. Shera, dear. Said there be being yawa would they you bring in a dandan in your man would you in your mum said the bell sabeka sadi kodiano sounds so if any a bro no cross some pono and I say about Iraja Pesh Shira dear ya banin chance who you must say me crammy way chew on young coupon chain na me pesem wuna me pesem yuna kita wun debi me pesem unis an young coupon me huni say yes some bonny dia but me you know San Kita Mundiano. And see a shall say what's that in your brave corner. So this is how seeking begins. Seek. And the Bible tells us that this is how we come to the Lord. We come as people who have missed Him. We long for Him. There must be longing. Oh that I knew Him. Oh that I had a contact with Him. Oh that I knew His blessing over my life. Oh that I knew that He is my God. And I belong to Him. Wakona ni se oh nche minim sanya nkupongi. Nenchoi miya minya nkupong. Na minim sedi odini shira ego ni mkrofoso. We ne shema kuma mkai. Ni anshedi etu asunso. Ningi na wapase jimo. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Friends, this is a very vital part. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Shishera di bra wubehuni. That was in a set. If you want to seek the Lord, dear friends, bear in mind, remember that He can certainly be found. Why is that important? Well, friends, if you are not sure that God may be found, then, well, you can begin to do something religious. And then stop somewhere and say, well, I'm okay. I found God. You can't do anything and then assure yourself. But when He says that He may be found, he's speaking about a specific thing that must happen. When I'm brought to that awareness of Him, and I can know that which He promises, that He's actually done that in my life. The certainty, my dear friends, so that we seek Him, sure, that we will find Him. The Lord Jesus Christ has made that possible. We can truly find God so that we will not have to just assume. Our biggest fear in this country is that many assume that they know God because they talk about Him frequently. But scripture speaks with certainty. When I come to know Him, the kind of things that should happen, the kind of things that He does to show that He's received me and brought me to Himself, we want to be certain about these things because God promises that the person He receives surely washes away his sins and He cleanses him from his love of sin. He will not be a person, he won't be an angel, but you will not be a person who will go on in your disobedience and willfully and determined to go on. It doesn't matter whatever you are challenged or told. The love of sin will be taken away so that because you know it's against God, it's against Him. You'll be brought to that condition. You'll be brought to that state where you truly trust Him. And you depend upon Him. And you look upon Him as your only hope and your God. You'll be brought to a point where you know that there's that certainty that He is there. And so going to Him in prayer is a real thing. It's not something you assume. You go to Him and you taste a wonderful ancestry prayer. When you are brought to Him, He gives you that new conscience where whenever there has been an act of disobedience, you can never rest over that. You can never overlook that. You would want to deal with that. You would want to go to Him and find help. One of the things that is most wonderful is when He puts in your heart a love for the Lord Jesus Christ, the love for Him, where your whole life becomes governed by the things that pleases Him. A new ambition is given you in life. What is life? What is life's purpose? Oh, that my life may count for the Lord Jesus Christ, that I may honor Him, that I may please Him, that He will give me the power to do His will. These things are put into the heart, and you are giving what we call assurance that God has received you. While He may be found, dear friends, Christians, friends, explaining it's always wonderful and even enthralling. But I like to say this. I remember I've heard this not once or twice, a number of times. But I remember one particular lady back in our church in Cape Coast. When she came, when the Lord brought her to Himself, she told me one day that, you know, Pastor, you often said that the Lord Jesus Christ and what did He do on Calvary, trust in that. And I know I understand it, but it seemed to me, so how does it happen? But when I became converted, I know what it is like. So what I'm telling you, it sounds like something I'm only telling you. When you come to know the Lord, you enter into them, and you know what they feel like to trust in the Lord. You see, say, Usually people are mindful of only certain sins, but when you are brought to know the Lord, every sin counts. And every sin is disturbing. Every one of them. Every sin disturbs. Everything you see as sin is grievous to God, is grievous to you. Every one of them. And you are brought not to love them anymore. You no longer love that sin. You may feel, but you don't love it. You strive and you are made to desire to conquer that. You are brought to be aware that there is God. A sense that you're dealing with Him. I go to truly speak to Him. And we say, it's a beautiful thing we call that sincerity. You are made very sincere, genuine, and you will dislike all pretense, all mere show, all mere outward impression. You dislike them all. The sense of awareness. Jacob, old Johnny, if in a brother in chain, Mokaya, wa sis in a brother, into old Johnny, Akonanka, or Padan Aram. Na, or do a quaint baby, no, wa bre, and or die, nor so die. No, so die, no one said, the actuary, is he ho.
na sra abofu ediso afusani no sorry you know na ya titi no ka sene papa any Isaac ya titi no Christian home se betina friends sir into nim senya nkopo ni senya nkopo bebia because the parents are culture no and so bro sorry fi sada soon mu no na some can say ananya nkopo wo ha pa na minimi. So God is here, and I never knew. Until the Lord bring you to Himself, you know there is God. But forgetfulness don't make you conscious of Him until you are converted. And then Rabbi Benjono, at what kind of day, yam kopon eshem, ne niwa misuse se, and then oma wuye sense ma wuye no kre. Yet our friends, our sincerity is the biggest badge for Christians. Sincere because it will cast its color over everything you do. Because otherwise God is not pleased. You be a sincere praying person. Sincere learner of His word. Sincere worshipper. You see, it gets into everything. We no prayer and kasa. And you live your life as He is there, and He's alive, and you are mindful of Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found, friends. Why is it important to have this in your mind? So that you never rest until you are sure God has heard you, forgiven your sins, and put in you this new nature, this new spiritual facility He's put in you. Said Ebeya, wo be hwehwe urade, kodu se wo be hunu se. Ah, ampa we shira wo, e wo sa akwa yi so. Na odi oboni acha wo, wa ma wo sa akuma foforo no, na odi nipa suo foforo no, acha wo akuma emu. Enye sa, bibi abetumi adada, friends. And so, friend, let me read you Jeremiah chapter 29. You know, this is mentioned time and again to encourage us. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Listen to this. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You see, you will find me, friends. It makes wonderful. Let me suggest to you, that is what makes Christianity to be far superior to any other. Christianity says, I am not merely keeping some rules of a God somewhere. I am brought to know Him and to be aware of Him and to know His presence and power. How? Because when He forgives my sins and washes me, He puts in me a new heart, sincere heart, that becomes sensitive of the fact that God is there, and I'm dealing with Him, and He's watching me, and I'm answerable to Him, and that brings me to feel and know that He is the one I must please, you see? That is the most wonderful part of our faith. And you may be a Emma Niyamunwa, so my dear friends, so we seek Him, friends. Make sure you come and you are sure He's brought you to Himself. Don't deceive yourself because it's possible. Remember, Jeremiah said that in chapter 17. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Mini we are kuma, eye dada for simbribia. Weshe bi oye dada for pape. A real trickster, weshe bi pe. Some say, well, some of the number one trickster is your heart and mine. Ma kuma ni wudi o ye dada fo si obia wo bia se mo. Wo betumi ebrim oni so se se ya. And so friends, seek, make sure that you have truly found Him. Are you resting all your hopes upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Has He heard you? Has He wept in your heart? Has He truly blessed you with a new life, with a new spirit, with a new attitude? The Savior promises to do this. And so friends, make sure you rest all your hopes upon Him.
Friends, I want to go on, but I want to stress that a little, one of the things that really fills your heart with certainty, in fact, we should have said that first, is the sense that the Lord Jesus Christ is everything you have. It's everything. You don't just say it. You look upon life and you say, so what is the greatest gain of a man, of a woman? Surely it is this, to find that the Lord Jesus Christ is my own Savior. He died to take away my sins, and He's brought me to God, to bring me to relationship with God, to know Him and to love Him. You see, so with your iradi do ben in chair para ube muni se ube muni iradi Jesus Christ is on in it dia wonyi na won kawa no ara it sounds so wonu mu se and nam so nam no so ne nyankopon di wa ban in chair na wa ye wa kuma for front muni so ne ni we iradi ni adina. I found a treasure, a pearl of greatest price. Unto the hymn we're saying, He's the pearl of greatest price. Friends, let me mention another element, and then we'll begin to close. Look at the passage again. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near. I will touch briefly on the call upon Him, but let me speak a little about while He's near. Shishera de bra obehunui, freno bra obeni. There are times God draws near. Everybody experiences some of this in your life. You may have missed it. You may have let it go. I do not know whether it will come round to you again. It's in God's hand. Obia wabira nyankopo obenu abrebi ewen abrebomo. Ebia se wubu eni guswa ebi emradi besinga bembi o kwen biso minimo e wamun kwen se but obia seche. When are the times that God draws near? There are times when God permits those incidences in your life that reminds you that He is there. That event, that occurrence that brought it home to you that there is God. God is drawn near. That event that made you sense your smallness. Perhaps you've walked in this world with your head high, proud in yourself, and something happens, and you are shriveled down. You begin to feel how small you are, and your dependency becomes clear to you. God is drawn near, because that pride must be pulled down before you find the Savior. And the Lord has drawn near to you. There may be an event that brings you to the point where your sins become more disturbing. You try to behave as if they were not there. Play down upon them. And something happens. And your sins come to mind. You remember the woman that Elisha visited. The woman with only son. That Elisha visited. Elisha promised her that she would have a son. And she did have the son. And then the son died. And you know what that woman said? She told Elisha, have you come to remind me of my sins? Oh, it's only a dead child. What does that have to do with sins? Have you come to remind me of my sins? Every one of us, something happens in life and your sins are brought to view afresh. God has drawn near. He's drawn near to show you your need and your need of His mercy. Don't let that pass. As I said, it may come round again or it may not come. You need it only once because you are aware of what you've done already. But God comes closer to remind you of these things. Oh friends, there are times, in spite of all your stubbornness, the loveliness of the Lord Jesus Christ suddenly dawns upon you. You have not taken that seriously in the past. But strangely, something of the beauty of Christ's character. Perhaps you learned that in Sunday school years ago. You went to a church and you heard a sermon about Him years ago. And it comes back. The loveliness of Christ. His love for sinners. Calvary. heaven. These themes somehow come so close, and they feel almost moving. It may be for a short time, but still they come. Oh dear friends, don't let them slip. Dear Ben Brennan and Copon Eben, yes, see, Sam Renwan and Copon, or Nambibia is see, yes, so Emma Wakai and Copon for you. And now some Wakai, some Wakra say we ni para. I remember when we lost a. When we lost a president, one of his closest aides, when he was being interviewed, I was listening to him say this. What he was saying was obvious, but the fact that he was saying it at the time showed that it has perhaps dawned upon him. He said that when the president died, when I saw him lie there, I said, is this not the commander in chief? Why could he not command something? He was saying on the TV. It dawned upon him. I didn't know what I did in good. Perhaps he doesn't know that it was God drawing the air to ask to tell you, take me seriously. Take me seriously. Friends, God uses all kinds of events to draw the air. Because we are wayward creatures. Nyoma bebre no meye ni nam basa basa. Iti nyango pondi nyoma bebre eba dia kain se obey. Onu e chume e biya no was koma besro. Bi biya e mai wun mini nyango pondi e mi bre mu biyo. But kain se sa e bre no obey no. Ni bre ra di bay e se jo fani mi bre mo no shushe no. Bi bi e si ye. Uhu ni paso wa homo maso abba fompa wo jinsa wo namo ina wo jinsa wo ya kase fompa ne bibi si ye ni wa me wuse se mi kwa mi a small pa ya nko pono wa bendo because sa homo maso ni chobe si wo kwa insa mu hu no wa masa adi kudia no awo so na kakrama bibi si ye ne mo wo boni bibi ba dream pa se se wo ye sa boni no ba bibi ne si ye. No, but Kakar was our body, no. Namina Wabeno, Miss Row in Tian Chimney. Bibi see it. No, who cry one time, dear Sergeant, if he be the same radius of Christian. And if said you're no doubt or done with you and a Saint Yanison, a woman, what shall say you in Jim? No, Fabia shall say your woman. Who cry with his answer of a crime in the Benichim. Tamfo yankopon odi bibi mu aben en passage ne said sasam reni bear freno call upon him when he draws near. What does that mean? Throw away all self confidence. You cry for help only when you can't help yourself, isn't it? And so call upon him means throw away all self confidence. Throw away anything you thought you could do. And look to him alone to help you. And he's brought help, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross so that he would be the help and the blessing for needy sinners. The righteousness we need, he has it. The approval we need from God, he only can grant it. Because he died. Because he bore away the punishment for needy sinners. Oswell, but you are such a no. It is also a friend one. It just said, Paul, be a war with GDFO. It says, won't free be a, won't free be so mebu, pray while which me abu. It is friend, I said, and he said, Paul, be a war genius who beat me, I mean, and receive me a war one castle woman, to chin in, not two hotel or so. I will ride me bow in chain. Made my brother to up with him, and I can't be a wire channel. Tell him what you've done. Be sincere. Tell him your case. With repentance and grief. Ask him to have mercy upon you. And he will. He promises he will. He's done that a million times. And he will. Tell you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Shishe radit bra obeni. She ready brown be na freno bra obeni mi yemwan ko bia be yesano peso ombani chair me sel e ma sarine kwara. Don't just come and go. It doesn't make you a Christian. It doesn't. You must have sought him. Every Christian has a testimony of a time he sought. He saw his need. She saw her need. And she began to realize, oh, that I had my sins forgiven. And my heart changed. And given a new heart. Oh, that this God, I don't only mention his name, but he is my God. Obiabidi sabre no kachano se. Mi yemwanka sanyan kopowe. Mimboni dia. Mikaminino. No ye mirati. Namitrini semirati. Nami sasha so dima breboso. Semirati. Friends, we need a wukong edoana. And now peso with the asaria konabesea. Emwao. And moi, it says it's a social share ready answer with you. No promises, so she was said, what she shame here? Who be who me? The son said, or better than we did at you. Once soon, who died? Who be who said, who bonny tidiano, or the bonny at you, what you wait for you? As one mounts to the affront or the betting man. Now, who be who said, yet, say, who. You know what it is to rejoice in him? Oh, this evening, I'll be speaking about that a little bit. Not entirely, but a bit about that. The wonder of bearing all situations in life with the help of the Lord. Said the to me, it's because, so winning, of course, you can't. It will be difficult. You'll be overwhelmed. There are really bad storms out there. Life has bad storms out there. Abrabowo asrechia a yano one or no anointing as they beat me. But the Lord will be able to hold us if we are his. Any dear or between the Indian in your name. Oh, my dear friends, come. Seek him. Call upon him. Tell him what you've done. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior. He died to pay for the sin and to offer sinners free righteousness. O wasin dia no so said ya bea ubitia bonika na odetinia nya medima no amayen brobni che beshu shese witiu e mo witrimo ma menstra ani e kiame ni animre. Please don't just assume. Christianity is not assumption. It's a testimony. It's a proof. It's a test. It's experimental. Christians, men, you will bow to him. You best search the radiacano. You best shenimu. We enter into that and we prove it. Branding chain when you cremo. Shri radiacano. No woman, you more your phone. Branding chain. Let's pray.